afternoon, and here we are back with looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, March 27, 2024, a glorious pre-Easter day. It's Maundy Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, actually, it is.
The day that we're recording this.
Yes.
And what a lovely place it is to be in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, a beautiful old room surrounded by research and history and all sorts of things happening. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay. It's lovely to be here.
It is lovely to be here and to be back reading a little bit of history of Gawler through the eyes of the Bunyip.
And it's a little oasis of calm, knowing the chaos that's out there.
Isn't it chaos? I mean, there's something about Easter that brings
Easter's
out the worst.
I think
it is, because people say, oh, I'm going to go away for Easter and I've got to go and get my Easter eggs and the kids will be disappointed. And I think, I went down early to the shops and just got some Easter buns that I'll probably have one and then I'll freeze the rest and be eating them at Christmas time or something ridiculous. But anyway, that's the way it goes. So I will start off with 150 years ago. And the headline is How a Brick Falls. The great Sir Isaac Newton was led to the discovery of the mighty principle of gravitation by considering the question why an apple falls. A correspondent inquires where it be true that the mayor of Gawler has discovered a new principle of gravitation from which it appears if a brick dropped from a one-story building, its fall is strictly perpendicular. But if the same brick fell from a two-story building, it will come to the ground obliquely. We strongly suspect that our correspondent's informant has either misunderstood his worship's statement or that he has been taking a rise out of our inquirer, as a brick can no more fall to the ground otherwise than perpendicularly than Newton's apple could do. I could write that a little bit more clearly,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it's not very clearly written, is it?
But I would think that due to not... Okay, gravitationally, you would expect a brick to fall perpendicularly.
Yes.
However, Earth's rotation means that the higher the brick falls, the more chance there is of the Earth actually moving while the brick's falling. Now, that's the way my logic looks at it. I could be completely wrong. Anyway, I'll hand it over to
Science was never my strong subject.
Well, it's almost a philosophical question,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Now, it has been tested, and they do the tests if you jump up and down on a train that's moving. Do you land on exactly the same spot? I think there's...
You should do, because you're moving in relation to the train.
And I think something that falls from Earth is moving in relation to the atmosphere. But I could be wrong.
So. Well, that's what I'm thinking. If you drop if you drop a brick from 3 feet high, it'll just fall perpendicularly. Mm. But if you drop it from 3,000 feet high, it'll fall perpendicularly, but the Earth will have moved on, or will it move with the Earth?
See, we had this discussion about my time travel novel when I said they were travelling in time.
Yeah.
On the same location, and everyone said, but the Earth moves. Yeah, that wouldn't be the same location.
It wouldn't, can't be.
So there's a...
So, I mean, if you jump up in the air long enough, and will you end up in New Zealand? Or, no, in Western Australia.
So that could be a really cheap way to travel, couldn't it?
It could be a cheap way to travel, just sort of go up in a... Yeah. But are you going to be carried then by...
The atmosphere.
The atmosphere itself, which is also moving from west to east.
Yeah.
I don't think I can answer that today.
No, I don't think I can either.
We'll think about it over at Easter.
Yes.
Yes, moving on.
Reflections. So on to 100 years ago, sensation at Freeling. Arising out of a young lady's refusal to give an answer to a proposal of marriage, a young labourer named L.H. Menzel was alleged to have shot himself at Freeling. Menzel was employed by Mr. A.J. Kuhlman near Freeling, and he had paid attention to the employer's daughter. That evening previous, he'd made a proposal of marriage, but as both the parties were young, the man being 21 and the girl younger, the refusal did not seem to bear much weight, as the young lady had said that she was too young to give consideration to the proposal.
Well, when they say he shot himself, did he actually die?
Given the levity of the wording, I would hope not.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up now.
Yes, yeah.
I'll have to look it up in Trove and tell everyone next week whether he died or not.
Yeah.
That's quite sad in a way, because he is 21 and it's too young.
Way too young, yes. It's actually
whatever, it's a sad story.
It is a bit life.
And the levity of the word is very, to today's sensibilities, offensive.
Yeah, it's sort of a bit mocking.
It is. It's mocking rather than...
Yes. Okay, moving on. 50 years ago, big sports complex in Lindock. The District Council of Barossa is seeking federal and state government subsidies for redevelopment of the Lindock Oval as a $350,000 sports complex. At its most recent meeting, council received a proposed plan with estimates. The $350,000 would provide for the first stage of the proposal. This would include turfing and floodlighting the oval, a two-storey sheltered spectator area, change rooms, toilets, an all-season barbecue, tennis and basketball courts with slot machine lights. So you put your money in the slot to get the lights.
Yes,
I was thinking slot machine, like I want to... poker machines. Netball courts, cricket practice nets, bowling greens, and a split-level club room to cater for up to 400 members. I wonder if that went ahead.
I think it did.
Did it?
Because there is quite a good facility. I've been...
The oval always seems to be on a slope, though.
Yes. But there is definitely big club rooms there because years ago when I was involved in Lindock on Court.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I'm just going behind stage into that club room area.
Right.
So there is definitely, and I don't have great memories of it.
Yes.
I was focused on other things, but there's definitely a big club room there.
Oh, is there?
I'd say a lot of the facilities were built.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them, which is what usually happens.
I've never been in there, so I must take notice next time I drive past.
Because it's sort of the other side of the oval.
Yes.
So we used to take the boys to the playground there a lot when they were little, and I never really paid any attention to what was going on with the rest of the oval.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've never actually been onto the oval at Lindock. I've been to the winery. Anyway,
I've drunk wine on the oval.
So,
25 years ago, real fight. Local horse racing and trotting interests are fighting to retain the Gawler Racecourse and Kapunda Trotting Track as viable racing venues, despite recommendations that both be closed. A Racing Industry Development Authority report recommended the closure of both venues for racing, retention of the Gawler Racecourse for training purposes only, and merging the Gawler and Kapunda Harness Racing Clubs. Member for Light, Malcolm Buckby, said the fight was far from over and the battle to retain a strong racing industry in the Gawler region would continue.
25 years ago.
I remember this because it was just after we moved to Gawler, and, of course, for us the racetrack was just that big open green space.
Yeah,
and everyone in Gawler South loves the racetrack.
I know.
It's a big open green space. So we were really concerned at the potential closure. And what they did is they rerouted the road to go around the feeding.
Yes.
So that...
Yep. Barnet Road did that funny dog leg around the...
Yeah, it was just a straight road.
Yeah, because the horses had to cross the track, the road to get to the track from the car park
and
the stables.
So when they did that, it made it much more appealing prospect.
Yeah.
And then they've really featured having races in the Gawler Cup.
Yeah. And they realigned the racetrack because when the racetrack was first designed, it was designed for... anti-clockwise racing.
Yeah.
In South Australia, we do clockwise.
Mm.
And because of that, the straight was the wrong way around. So they realigned it so that the finish post was further, gave you a proper straight to finish on. And it was a really good move because it's made it a lot safer. Yeah, so they spent a lot of money doing that.
Yes.
And the trots, I think Kapunda's still got their trotting track too. I think they won that fight as well.
Mm. I'm glad of that because... Yeah. Even though I'm not a horse racing person, I just think it's good to have.
Well,
and it's great to have this big open green space.
There are.
We love to see the horses. I mean, the horses are beautiful. It's always nice. We used to always stop with the boys and watch the horses racing.
To see them coming out of the barriers. There's just this... Because I've ridden horses out of barriers, and you know what it's like to be on a horse that's just standing still, but you can feel the muscles all tense, and they're ready to just charge out.
Mm.
In fact, I had a horse once, and we used to do picnic races with her, and she would actually tense so much, and she'd actually get back on her haunches so her front legs were nearly off the ground. All of her weight was on her hindquarters so that she would just leap.
Leap forward.
And you had to be ready for it. You would just get left behind. So anyway, I digress. Okay, and we're up to 10 years ago. Waterhens Superb. Freeling capped off a perfect season with a spectacular 174-run win over Gilbert Valley in the Barossa and Light Cricket Association two-day grand final at Sandy Creek. It was its second consecutive two-day crown and followed its one-day and state T20 premierships earlier in the season. Water hens, but they look like men. When I said water hens, I was thinking, oh, it's women. It's not, it's men. Oops. So my homework is to look up why, what was his name? A.L.H. Menzel.
And talking of homework, I did some homework on last week's story, New Mecklenburg.
Oh, yes.
New Mecklenburg is Gummersall. So I was learning about New Mecklenburg. And that's it for this week. Until next week.
Until then, Jeanette, have a happy and safe Easter.
You too. And all our listeners, a happy and safe Easter.
For all life's love.